Mother Nature has moved on somewhat. The snowfall is over for the most part all across the state. Overnight, we took certain precautions in closing of roads that turned out to be, in my opinion, the right call. We had far fewer people stranded on roads than we had experienced in the past. Also, closing roads allowed us to stay ahead of the snow and have plows operating all night long, so we were in better shape for the morning commute as it was. Despite all the actions overnight, there were a couple of fatalities across the state. We had a fatality on the Northway that we believe was weather-related. Possible fatality, a fatality on the southern state that was possibly weather-related. Also, we had an injury to a state police cruiser that was had an accident and was hit while they were aiding a disabled motorist. But the power situation, at the peak, hundreds of people across the state were without power. That's down to about 27 households now without power. 27 is just about what the average number is normally. There are outages for one reason or another across the state, down trees, cables, et cetera. So we're just about at the normal average in terms of power outages. The utility companies performed well overnight. I've been very good at saying when the utility companies haven't performed well. In this case, they did perform well. We're glad to see that PSE&G on Long Island performed well, and it's a welcome relief after Long Island had to deal with LIPA for so many years, which and LIPA's performance in storm conditions was just, let's say, less than admirable. So PSE&G really did a good job, and we want to thank them. All roads are open now. There is still blowing snow, which is still creating dangerous conditions. So just because the roads are open doesn't mean people should be on them. The roads are open if people need to be on the road, but if you don't need to be on the road, please stay indoors today. The MTA is fully operational. They have a reduced ridership just because more people have chosen to stay home for obvious reasons. The blowing snow does create dangerous conditions with the MTA on platforms, stairwells, et cetera, and the MTA is doing the best they can to stay ahead of it, but people should use caution. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet in terms of dangerous weather. There is extreme cold today, some warming tomorrow and over the weekend, but then extreme cold expected again Sunday going into Monday, and the extreme cold itself presents problems. We have single digits downstate. We have below zero in some areas upstate, and we expect that to continue, and that brings a set of precautions that New Yorkers should be aware of. And for that, let me turn to Dr. Nirav Shaw, who is the Commissioner of Health, who has some safety tips for New Yorkers to be aware of, given the extreme cold. Dr. Shaw, are you with us?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Governor. While New Yorkers are used to the cold weather, exposure to cold can sometimes cause life-threatening conditions such as hypothermia and frostbite. And the warning signs of hypothermia are shivering, confusion, memory loss, drowsiness, and slurred speech. Frostbite can happen very quickly with these temperatures, and numbness can occur so quickly people may remain outside longer than they should and increase the chance of permanent damage. The best thing to do is to minimize exposure to cold conditions whenever possible and to seek medical treatment if any of those symptoms occur. Also, check on your neighbors who may be isolated. Unfortunately, when such snows pile up, many people who have not had a workout for a long time will try to shovel. Please, before you pick up a shovel, consider your physical condition. If you have heart problems or high blood pressure, make sure you follow your doctor's orders about shoveling or performing any strenuous exercise outside. Even otherwise healthy adults should remember to dress appropriately and work slowly when doing heavy outdoor chores. Finally, as the temperatures dip, Some folks may also run generators. If a generator is inside your home, basement, or attached garage, it can cause problems with carbon monoxide buildup. Generators should only be operated outside, away from open windows, and other heating sources such as fireplaces, wood stoves, or portable kerosene heaters also need adequate ventilation to the outside. If you have been among the few who lost power, remember, when in doubt, throw it out, especially with meat and poultry, if the color or odor is poor or questionable. And stay safe, stay warm, and call if you have questions to the State Office of Emergency.